AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. KeyCorp's range top advance rests on regional bank breadth rather than volume. KEY closed at $23.30 after a 1.2% weekly gain, leaving the regional bank just 1.7% below its 52-week high, while participation stayed below its 13-week norm. Research brief. KeyCorp's weekly read is constructive but not emphatic. The trend signal has been active for 51 of the past 52 weeks. Price is 9.9% above the weekly trend line. And regional bank breadth is supportive. The weaker part of the case is confirmation. Volume was 50.3 million shares, only 0.9 times the 13-week average, and 0.6 times the 52-week average, while activity pressure remains positive but has not produced a fresh buy signal. Key points. 1. KEY gained 1.2% in the latest week, with 4-week and 12-week returns of 2.6% and 7.9%. 2. The stock closed at $23.30, 9.9% above its $21.19 trend line, and 1.7% below the $23.71 52-week high. 3. Regional bank context is supportive. 77.0% of U.S. banks' regional names have active trend signals. 86.0% show positive market dynamics, and 61.0% show positive relative strength. 4. Volume did not confirm the range top move, with 50.3 million shares traded versus a 57.0 million 13-week average and a 90.2 million 52-week average. 5. Risk is balanced. 13-week volatility is 2.0%, below the 52-week level of 3.3%, but the stock carries a 48.2% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Weekly tape. Constructive, but no chase in participation. KeyCorp ended the week of 10 July at $23.30, up 1.2%, keeping the short-term sequence positive after gains of 2.6% over 4 weeks and 7.9% over 12 weeks. The close sits at 94.6% of its 52-week range and only 1.7% below the $23.71 high. So the stock is operating in range top territory rather than rebuilding from a base. The trend signal remains active, with 51 active weeks out of the past 52, and price is 9.9% above the $21.19 trend line. That keeps the weekly regime constructive. The less convincing evidence is volume. Latest turnover was 50.3 million shares, below the 57.0 million 13-week average, and well below the 90.2 million one-year average, leaving the move short of strong participation confirmation. Sector and industry context favor banks more than broad financials. KeyCorp's industry backdrop is stronger than the broader financial services read. Within U.S. banks regional, weekly returns averaged 1.18%, almost identical to KEY's 1.2%, while 12-week returns averaged 6.37%, below KEY's 7.9%. Breadth is also constructive, with 77.0% of regional bank peers in active weekly trends, 86.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 61.0% showing positive relative strength. The broader U.S. financial services group is more mixed. Sector weekly returns averaged 1.44% and 4-week returns 5.01%, both ahead of KEY, but 12-week sector returns averaged 5.70%, behind KEY. Sector breadth shows 84.0% positive market dynamics, but only 50.0% active trend signals and 45.0% positive relative strength, which makes the regional bank cohort the more supportive comparison. Market dynamics improve, relative strength eases from recent levels. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 0.95, but the signal set still shows no fresh buy. That distinction matters near a 52-week high. The stock has constructive pressure, but not the kind of renewed trigger that would make the latest advance self-confirming. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read, consistent with a strong regime, but incomplete confirmation. Relative strength remains positive at 6.43, placing KEY in the 79.4th percentile across 1,011 U.S. financial services equities. But the 4-week change in relative strength is negative at negative 4.6%. That does not break the trend, but it suggests momentum is becoming less urgent just as price trades near the top of its yearly range. Valuation distance and downside markers define the risk side. The main opportunity evidence is clear: an active 51-week trend signal, price above the weekly trend line, positive activity pressure, and a close near the 52-week high. The 52-week return of 32.5% also confirms that Key has been a persistent winner within its group rather than a one-week catch-up trade. The risk evidence is also visible. Price stands 48.2% above ShareMaster fair value at $15.72, so the stock carries a substantial premium to the model. There are also two reversal markers in the recent smart money tape. Recent risk metrics are calmer than the one-year baseline, with 13-week volatility at 2.0% versus 3.3% over 52 weeks. But the 30 positive weeks against 22 negative weeks still leaves room for two-way action if volume fails to improve. What to watch next? The next test is whether Key can convert its near-high position into a confirmed breakout, rather than a low-volume drift at the top of the range. A move through the $23.71 high would carry more weight if volume expands beyond the current 0.9x 13-week ratio, with a reading above 1.5x signaling much stronger participation. The $21.19 trend line remains the key weekly regime level. As long as price holds comfortably above it, the trend backdrop stays constructive. If activity pressure fades while relative strength continues to soften, the balance would shift from range top continuation to exhaustion risk. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.